what are you expecting that she's going to receive in terms of hormone therapy once the chemotherapy is done?
Well, she will then move on. She's postmenopausal. So again, we sit down and have a discussion. Either I do, if the patient isn't seeing a medical oncologist for cytotoxics, or the medical oncologist has a discussion with them in which we review the issues of hormonal treatment. For postmenopausal women, there are two basic choices, either tamoxifen or one of the aromatase inhibitors. And of course, the data has increasingly demonstrated a more favorable serious toxicity profile for the aromatase inhibitors and about a 20% relative improvement in risk reduction.
What about the issue of tolerability and day-to-day quality of life of tamoxifen versus aromatase inhibitors? For a long time, we dealt with the issue of vasomotor problems that were bothersome to a lot of people in tamoxifen, which were seen also in the AIs. But also the AIs have this arthralgia syndrome that you see. What's your overall take on sort of quality of life of the two approaches?
Well, I think that's a great question because AIs on paper appear to have the much better toxicity profile. But in reality, that isn't true for all patients. And I was very careful before when I said their serious toxicity profile is much better with AIs than tamoxifen. But unfortunately, whereas the risk of endometrial cancer, for example, may be 2 per 1,000 per patient year use of drug, the 10, 15, or some say as high as 20%, not major clinical trials, but in clinical practice, complaint rate of the arthralgias is enough to take a number of women off the agent. And I find in my own practice, in a community of very active women who play tennis and play golf, that the arthralgias can be very, very bothersome. Now, if we start them on one aromatase inhibitor and they develop the arthralgias, our first move is to see how bad the arthralgias are. And if the patient really is concerned and says, you know, I just don't really like this or think I can continue, we'll try them on one of the other AIs, and often they actually do much better for reasons that I think are very unclear. There are women who can't tolerate any of them, and in such a circumstance, obviously, we can go back to tamoxifen.
So you're thinking this lady most likely is going to end up on an aromatase inhibitor once she's finished with her chemo?
So I believe this woman will end up on an aromatase inhibitor.